I'm delighted to say, joining us live in the studio is a former linebacker for the Vipers for the past 10 years, Niall Lyons, and not forgetting Cathal Coran as well, offensive and defensive linesman for the Vipers as well. So welcome into the studio, lads.
Thanks very much.
First of all, we're going to start off with you, Cathal. Talk to me about the name change and how did that come about?
Well, I suppose at the very beginning, we were going to call ourselves the North West Vipers, but there was a team currently in Tyrone at that time, so we went with the Donegal Derry Vipers. But I suppose now we're pretty much the only team in the North West at the minute, and we just thought that it was probably a better name for the club. You know, we're still the Vipers, but the North West Vipers is just a bigger catchment area for us.
Upcoming tryouts now ahead of the new season coming up. We're going to speak about that in just a moment. Niall, 10th season of the club's history. Talk to me about 10 years ago and what's your memory over the last number of seasons and how has the club grown?
The club's been going from strength to strength. We've managed to now secure a permanent home just last season there out in Greysteel. We've signed a lease there and we're working on building our home out there. We're getting the posts and everything all built up. But 10 years I'm playing now, I actually heard an advertisement for the team on this radio station here. I used to be a delivery man, I heard it, and I went down one Sunday morning to Aileach, and it all just went from there. We went from strength to strength, and we've just been going along. We've got a youth team now, we've got a flag team, we play all disciplines of the sport, and we're just out recruiting for another year, hoping people will come and join us.
Yeah, Cathal, we're going to talk to you about this. The upcoming tryouts now coming up. There's four different venues, and one of them is the Oral Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. Can you talk to us about the dates and times? And
yeah, well, I suppose the first one we're having is on tomorrow in McGee College. It's from 10 to 12 out of McGee. Then the week after, we're in the Oral Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. We're very excited about that one as well. And we're also going to Strabane the week after that. And then we're finishing up in Limavady. And now the tryouts are open to everybody. We're hoping for a big turnout and there's plenty of excitement around the club this year.
From 15 up.
Yeah, so, Cathal, in terms of the Aura Leisure Centre, the Aura Leisure Centre event of the tryouts, what's the time range there? Next weekend, is it?
It's next weekend, so the time is from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. out at Aura Leisure Centre. There's actually a place on the website if you go to northwestvipers.com where you can go and actually register for the tryouts just to give us an indication of the number of people that will be coming out to them.
Yeah. Niall, to you now, what sort of players are you looking for and what sort of age group or experience are you looking for?
We're recruiting from all our disciplines. So like if you want to come down and you're interested in the full contact senior, we take all sizes, all shapes. That's the thing about American football. There's a position for you anywhere in that field, whether you're a faster man, a bigger man. We have a gap for you. There's a job that you can do for us. We're also recruiting for the youth team. That's from 15 to 18. That's a contact league. So if you're interested in that, you know, any relatives, any young fellas, any wee girls, it's unisex, so boys and girls can play. So come on down and have a look and see what you think it. And we're also recruiting for our flag, which is non-contact. So that's it's actually going to be in the next Olympics. It's coming up. It's a really popular sport now. That's a non-contact one. It's a bit more technical. But if you want to get interested, if you're interested in that, you can get involved with that too. And if you want to get into coaching or anything like that, we have the resources to get you up and running. If you're interested in just getting involved in the club, come down and see what we're about.
Cathal, from previous experiences, does it take long to learn the sport?
It doesn't. I'm still learning the sport, believe it or not. There's that many different positions that you can go into. I went into it as a complete rookie. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest. I started off on the defence and then I moved into running back, which I really loved. And then as I got a wee bit older and a wee bit slower and a wee bit heavier, I started to play on the lines, the D-line and the O-line. Played in the O-line last year. Really, really good. And there's big learnings in every single position. But all you have to do is learn one position. And we've got great coaches out there at the Vipers that have 10 years experience now. The man sitting to my left here, Niall Lyons, he's an Irish national team coach. We have Pod O'Donnell, who's also a coach. We have Paddy Maguire, with Gigi. We have so many coaches out there with the Vipers, with the experience that'll teach you the basics and get you up and running.
Niall, Niall, in terms of the sport in Ireland, talk to me about the number of clubs and how has it grown in previous years, and if you need to have matches, what is the longest trip or indeed the closest trip to Donegal?
It's all over Ireland, so the league structure has started to change a wee bit this year. They've been playing around with it. They're having like a north division and a south division, and they've split it last year so there's a lower plate and then a bowl game, you know, so the lower teams in the leagues have something to play for, but it stretches across the whole island. For us in our league, probably the longest journey we'll have would be to Wexford. But if you were to go to the Premier League, there's teams in Cork, you know, and if we're going to talk shortest journey, there's a team right beside us is the Giants in Armoy. We've had a few battles with them over the years. But the sport's growing, it's going from strength to strength. The Steelers and the Jaguars are investing heavily. They're NFL teams in Ireland. They're doing camps for youths all over Ireland at the minute. I've been to two of them so far, and there's another few coming up, and they are bringing their Super Bowl retired players to give inspiration to the players. They're putting a lot of investment on Ireland. They're really banking on the sport growing here. It's a great time to get involved.
Cathal, to you now, talk to me about the new pitch at Greysteel and in terms of finances and fundraising. I'm sure there's no easy task.
Well, I suppose what you need behind you for that sort of thing is a great committee, and from our top down with Mark Gillen, we've got a great committee out there that's working hard, and to secure a pitch like that and a lease really gives you a base to start properly building the club. And, you know, it's at the minute, we're in the beginning stages of it. It's very exciting. I think very soon now we're going to get the American football goalposts. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the pitch set up, getting hoardings around the pitch. We're such a young club. We're only 10 years young, but to have your own pitch now, we're really excited about it. And it's a great spot. It's only 20 minutes from Newton Cunningham, you know, so we're not that far away from Donegal altogether. Like, we really want to make that, you know, around Donegal here, the likes of the championship that's on now, the Gaelic championship, the great buzz and excitement around that. You've got your Fun Park, you've got your Derry City, you know, and Derry across the water. The rugby teams in Letterkenny and everywhere have great support. We want to make American football, the Northwest Vipers, the thing to talk about in American football in Donegal, Derry, Tyrone.
Yeah. And finally to you, Niall, the new season is upon us. What's the expectation levels ahead of the new season?
The expectation levels ahead of the season is to get a good squad of men out, or girls if they're interested, then come down, get everybody trained up. We're doing these rookie camps now through these next few months. We'll probably train for a few weeks then before Christmas. We'll break at Christmas and we'll come back in January then. We'll have 3 months of good hard training to March, usually when our season starts, and then we play from March to July. Because we've had a few players age out, a few senior players, we're losing a wee bit of experience, and we've brought on a great group of new lads, and hopefully a great group this year. Every year I would want to win it, but this year I would be happy to come out with a winning record, so we won more than we lose, because we're rebuilding at the minute. We've got our new home, we're rebuilding our squad. I'd be happy to come out with a winning season, and hopefully we can pick up the players to do that.
And so says all of us. Niall Lyons, Cathal Coran, formerly of the Donegal Derry Vipers, now the new name, North West Vipers. Follow them on social media. Delighted to have you guys here in the studio this Saturday afternoon. Best of luck for the season ahead, lads.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.